Okay, senior legal correspondent for ABC, Sunny Hudson. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks for coming back on. You called it. You said you said all six of them are going to walk, and
You're talking about the Baltimore situation.
We are talking about. I'm sorry. We're talking about the Baltimore situation. So Sunny, you called it. You said all six of them are going to get off.
Yeah, I did call it, and I hate that I called it this way, but that I was right on this particular case, because, you know, I don't think that this family of Freddie Gray, this young man who clearly was injured in police custody, will have justice here. And I'll say to you, Tom, the same thing that I said, you know, before. When you have a case like this against not one, not two, but six police officers, you cannot investigate that kind of case in under 30 days. Remember, Marilyn Mosby, the state attorney in Baltimore City, investigated this case in less than 2 weeks and brought charges against these officers in less than 2 weeks. You can't put together the kind of case that you need to get convictions in that amount of time. I think there was really a rush to judgment that now has resulted in two acquittals, one hung jury, and I suspect now puts at risk the other three remaining cases. I think that this office is going to have to really reevaluate those cases, and if they use the evidence that they have now, there's going to be three other acquittals. No doubt in my mind.
But Sonny, it just seems like it's the norm for police officers to get away with stuff. I mean, look at what happened a year ago in McKinney, Texas, with the little girl being beat down by the police officer. They had and what was the result of that, Sib?
The grand jury declined to indict him yesterday.
And unfortunately, we saw it in the Tamir Rice case. We see it over and over and over again, that these cases don't even go to trial. And that's why when you have a case that you think there's enough to go to trial, like this case, you've got to take your time. I mean, when you listen to the verdict in this case, and as I mentioned, I mean, I know this judge, Judge Barry Williams, we know each other, and I think very highly of him. He made it very clear that in his opinion, there just wasn't evidence to support the state's theory that there was a rough ride. I mean, he said it over and over and over again. There was no evidence. There was no evidence. And that is because they didn't take their time.
What does this mean for the future in terms of the families, Sunny Hostin, and trying to get justice?
That the family received a civil settlement from the city of over $6 million. But in my mind, that's not true justice.
Right.
If your loved one is hurt, injured, killed, you want the people that did that and that are responsible to be held accountable and to spend time in prison. I don't know that they're going to get justice.
Sonny, if you said there wasn't enough evidence to say that the rough ride killed him. Well, if he had if it wasn't a rough ride,
what happened? What really happened to Freddie Gray?
And if you, it was a rough ride.
Well, that's the thing. There are at least five different scenarios that are possible. What if he got injured during the initial takedown by the police officers that were riding the bike? What if that happened? What if he got injured being placed into the van? What if he got injured? What if he had a pre-existing injury? There are all these plausible scenarios, and that leads to reasonable doubt. That's why you really have to secure your evidence and your theory of the case. Now, think about it. Going forward, you've got three other officers. The prosecution has already said that he received a rough ride, and that's why he died. Now you have a judge saying there's no evidence of a rough ride. How the heck do you get the other three convictions? That's almost impossible.
And the judge is black?
He is. He is. And not only is he black, he has been a prosecutor and he's prosecuted police misconduct. So if you want a great judge for a case like this, mm-hmm. Judge Barry Williams is that
There's no more
judge.
Well-rounded
so it's
judge.
Even more shocking. It's even more shocking that he didn't think the government's case was enough.
What does this mean for the future of Marilyn Mosby, do you think, as a state's
You know, attorney? I think that it really could impact her political career. I really do think that, because she is young. She's inexperienced. And I think she was sort of, you know, she gained this national prominence in May of 2015 when she announced these charges. But the bottom line is prosecutors are supposed to bring these cases dispassionately, seek justice without favor. And I think people at this point are saying that she didn't do that, and have become very critical of her, unfortunately.
Thanks, Sunny, for breaking it down.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry we don't have better news in this case.
Yeah. All right, Sunny.